Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Lamed. So the Gemara in Amud Beis brings the Pasuk, Keheles, Vishibachti Anias HaSimcha. The Gemara says that Simcha Shal Mitzvah. So the Ben Yehuda asks, what's the Makar? How did Chazal know the Kavanah of that Pasuk is Simcha Shal Mitzvah? All it says is Vishibachti Anias HaSimcha. And he explains that many of the Mepharshim say that the simcha that the pasuk is referring to is a simcha of Oinig Shabbos and Oinig Yom Tov. That's a simcha shel mitzvah. And he says, if that's the pshat on the pasuk, then it's very obvious that the simcha has to be a simcha of mitzvah. And he explains with a diuk in the lashon of the pasuk, "V'shibachti ani es ha-simcha." Shlomo HaMelech says, "I am mishabeach the simcha." Why didn't he say, "U'sushubach ha-simcha"? Simcha should be a shvach by all people. Everyone's mishabeach simcha. Why only ani? Why Shlomo HaMelech himself? And he explains that the simcha of tainug, the simcha of enjoyment, only comes after you're missing it, after you don't have it. So he says that the oinig Shabbos and the oinig Yom Tov is only really felt by people who don't have that level of tainug the whole week. They don't have the fancy foods. They don't have the fancy clothing. They don't have the nicer kelim that they use on Shabbos and Yom Tov during the week as well. And he explains that during Shlomo HaMelech's times, Klal Yisrael were sitting ish tachas gafnoi v'tachas teinasoi, like the Pasuk in Malachim says. Everybody was so wealthy. Everybody had everything they needed. So he says that the only difference between the Chachamim and the Hamoy Naam, between the Chachamim and the regular people, was that the Hamoy Naam, they fancied themselves, they pampered themselves all week, and they didn't have any extra simcha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Only the Chachamim and Shlomo HaMelech, who was one of the Chachamim, he was the Chacham Mikol Adam, they made sure not to indulge in the Moisris the whole week. So they were able to have that extra simcha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, Shlomo HaMelech says, V'shibachti anias ha-simcha. I, to exclude the Hamoy Naam, I and the Chachamim who understand what Simcha of Mitzvah is, were able to appreciate the Oinig Shabbos and the Oinig Yom Tov as a lesson for the Hamoy Naam, as a lesson for the people. Doesn't matter how much money you have and how many Tanugim you have the ability to indulge in, there always has to be that separation between the Tainug of Chayil and the Tainug of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Have a wonderful day.